I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
You're listening to Run with Coach Parry. I am Brad Brown, and it's been a while. The coach, Lindsay Parry, with us today. Lindsay, welcome back onto the podcast.
Yeah, it's awesome. Back by popular demand, I guess you could say. We've been harassed into getting back on air. Luckily, we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some very cool things in the pipeline. We've literally just had a bit of a strat meeting of where Coach Parry's going over the next year or so. And I'm pretty excited. I know you are too. And it's quite weird doing these podcasts face-to-face. We're in the same room for the first time in, I think, in probably about 4 years since we last did it in a little hotel room in Polo Quay in Limpopo.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's not often I get to look Brad Brown in the eye.
That's why we do it apart most of the time. But let's get straight to business, Lindsay. Obviously, the Comrades Marathon webinars are back, brought to us by Bonnie Tass, which is pretty exciting as well. And we're going to be chatting about that over the next few weeks, because the next one's coming up on the 18th of February, 19th of February. It's a Monday, and not too long to go now. So if you haven't registered, head over to coachparry.com/comrades-webinar. The link is in the show notes to this episode as well. So make sure you do register and get in there. The last one was amazing. We had one or two little technical issues to start with, but that didn't dampen the spirit. We had literally thousands of people access that webinar in the last sort of 2-3 weeks. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the next one. I know you are too.
Yeah, and I think as the momentum grows and we interact with more people, it's just really exciting. And I know it gives you a lot of energy. It gives me, the more people we interact with, the more energy I get.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into a question. And this one, funnily enough, was a question that we got on the webinar as well. This person obviously hasn't watched that webinar, but it's an important question, and I thought we'd answer it on the podcast today. It's from Shuit, and Shuit wants to know, how many marathons and ultras should we run before Comrades, and how should training volume increase as we go through February, March, and April? If you've already qualified for Comrades, what should the pacing plan be for a sub-11 hours? The first thing I'm going to jump in is get yourself a Comrades Marathon Training Program of comrades.com. You can also link through on coachparry.com. The links are there. You can get yourself a training program. That'll help you with sort of from a volume perspective. But the rest of that question, Lindsay?
Yeah, and I think that's you raise an important issue there. Get on the right program for you. So if you've got the appropriate marathon time for a sub-11, follow the sub-11 program, and that will get you to the kind of volumes that you need to get to. You spoke quite a lot there, so I lost the rest of the question.
No, it was basically asking how many ultras and how many marathons should you run between sort of January and Comrades?
Yeah, so look, again, it does depend a little bit on the medal that you're going for. In this case, you're going for a bronze medal, so I'm pretty comfortable with two marathons and two ultras. Now, those two ultras include the Comrades long run. That's quite a common misunderstanding that I get. People then, I say two marathons, two ultras, and they go out and do that, and then they also do the 50k long club run. And the important thing for me about that mix is that those marathons and ultras are separated by a minimum of 3 weeks. 3 to 4 weeks should pass between each of those, and you can do it in a one marathon, three ultras, or three marathons, one ultra. But what we're really looking at is four runs in total between middle to end of February and 4 to 5 weeks before race day. You're looking for four runs of 42Ks or longer.
All right, fantastic. The second part of that question is, if they've already qualified for Comrades, and this comes down to chasing seedings, which we spoke about on that webinar as well, what should the pacing plan be for a sub-11 Comrades?
Yeah, so those then should be training runs. There is an opportunity up to the last week of February where you could go and chase a slightly higher seeding. But unless you're a vastly improved runner, I really wouldn't bother with that, because the time you're going to save yourself on race day is minuscule, possibly 2 minutes if you're right at the back of the field. But if you train properly now and you use those marathons as training runs and don't let them interrupt the flow of your training, you're probably going to be a much better than 2 minute runner by the time you line up at Comrades. So for an 11 hour guy, I would say that you're probably looking to run your marathons in close to 5 hours as training runs.
Fantastic. And yeah, just to add on to what Lindsay was saying with regards to getting a training program, I've spoken about this often as well, and it's I would suggest if you are listening to this podcast and you're looking for advice from Lindsay, who's the official Comrades Marathon coach, get onto one of Lindsay's training programs. Often we hear people are following this coach's training program but coming to Lindsay for advice or vice versa. Sell out to one coach, get a training program from that coach and follow that training program and that advice. It's just going to serve you better in the long run. And if you are looking for an individualized training program, if you want some one-on-one help, be sure to check out coachperry.com/training. That's where you can get some one-on-one help as well. So until next time, we're back in a couple of days with another Run with Coach Parry podcast from myself, Brad Brown, and the coach, Lindsay Parry. It's cheers.